Light travels over the curved, silhouetted lines of a stylized apple and leaf, Apple Original Films. A team of artists paints against a black background, forming a logo in 3D cursive letters, Concordia. Daytime, in a gymnasium, a young woman in a suit steps behind a podium before an audience.
In one of my favorite scenes of the 1964 Disney classic Mary Poppins, Mrs. Banks throws open the door to her home, proudly clad in a sash for women's votes. As she sings of the work she has done to secure votes for English women, she uses her soft, fluttery voice to produce a song that exudes strength. She does not need to shout. She is powerfully feminine. And girls state, so are we. We as women are often taught that in order to have our voices heard, we must appear and speak and debate like men. We must be strong and overpowering and demand attention. In reality, nothing could be further from the truth. The truth is that femininity is powerful.
A title appears, painted in pink with drawn stars surrounding it, Girl State. Apple Original Films presents. Old photos display different women in positions of power in all male groups. Their faces are circled. A Concordia studio production. In a conference room.
And just take a seat.
Welcome.
There were so many people, I thought it was going to be like one-on-one, but okay. Would you like to tell us just a little bit about yourself, please?
Among some 200 men, a woman in a hat sits in a group portrait. A mile ends film production. In another photo, a woman smiles in a hearing room surrounded by congressmen. In an interview.
In 2040, I intend to run for president, so I think I'm going to run for governor at Girl State.
I want to, like, be liked at Girl State for me and not because I want to get elected.
Photos capture female secretaries of state. Madeleine Albright with Bill Clinton and her male cabinet members, and Condoleezza Rice with George W. Bush.
I am a leader, I am an athlete, a musician, an actress, an intellectual.
Next year I'm going to be president of the English Honor Society.
I don't know anything about myself.
In a photo, Hillary Clinton sits among a group of men. Covering her mouth, she stares at a screen, directed by Amanda McBain and Jesse Moss.
I'm really passionate about politics specifically, and it's what I want to do in my eventual career.
I'm super passionate about public health.
I do believe that there should be increased accountability for individuals who own firearms.
It looks like abortion may be banned, and I think pro-life, pro-choice, everyone can agree that abortion being banned will increase the maternal mortality rate.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
An applicant stands up and walks out.
Okay.
Words appear. Since the 1930s, the American Legion and the American Legion Auxiliary have sponsored a week-long program for teenagers to learn about democracy by inviting them to build a government from the ground up. There are separate programs for boys and girls in all 50 states except Hawaii. On a bus, teenage girls and boys lounge about. For the first time in their 80-year history, the Missouri Girls and Boys State programs will be held on the same campus. An aerial view shows brick and stone buildings overlooking a large tree-lined parking area. Lindenwood University, St. Charles, Missouri. In a car, a blonde teen rides in the passenger seat.
Oh, there's people waving.
She waves at welcoming committee members.
That's exciting.
On campus, teens carry their luggage. The blonde teen and her mom take out her guitar case and bag from the car trunk. Now she poses for a picture.
Emily, I am going to take your picture. Perfect. You can stop smiling now. It's okay.
Thank you.
I have so much adrenaline that I woke up at 4:30 today and just read through the manual.
Emily.
Every election that I've put myself in at my school, I've won, like, since fourth grade.
Do you want to go through our spirit tunnel?
Yes.
At my school, and kind of known as that kid. Culture Club, Key Club, Environmental Sustainability, FCA. Student Council, Connect, Melville Media, Step Team, Lacrosse. I'm missing things. Did I say Science Club? Oh, and I started a Bible study at my school. There we go.
So if you're a Federalist, Nationalist.
Yay!
40! That's my lucky number.
Oh my gosh, that's
the year I'm running for president.
Emily Worthmore for America 2040.
I love it.
Oh my goodness.
Thank you so much.
They asked us our freshman year to pick your top three careers, and mine says President of the United States, Broadcast Journalist, Rock Star. I think I can do all three.
She plays guitar.
People at my school don't know if I'm conservative or liberal, and I kind of like that. When people ask me what party I am, I don't want to say what I am and then have half the room stop listening before I even get a chance to speak. But I'm really hoping that coming out of Girl State, I'm going to be just openly, I'm conservative, like, let's talk about it.
A girl, Maddie, wheels her bag in a dorm.
This is my patriotic shit, like, stuff. This is my patriotic stuff.
Oh, I love
Look,
that!
Look, see? And then I have, like, a red headband, and I have, like, my pearls.
Oh,
and the,
I love, yes!
And then I have, like, multiple kinds of pearl earrings, because I don't know, pearls feel like government?
I feel like with political polarization right now, like, we all need to be just having discussions, and I don't know where you stand politically.
I like Bernie Sanders, if that tells you anything.
Oh, okay, so we're gonna be good friends.
Yeah.
So
we're good.
I'm gay, so, like...
I'm bi. But I have a boyfriend, so...
That's, yeah, no, I respect it.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Nisha.
I need to figure out how many things I can try for at once and what happens if I get multiple. Supreme Court elections, that'll be due tomorrow. Girl State's very much in my comfort zone of activities. Like, it's talking, it's politics, there's a bit of school involved.
In a clothing store.
This looks very pretty, but it's not Girl State approved, is it? That you cannot wear it next week?
These straps are 3 fingers long. But social skills have never been something I'm confident in.
A clip of Legally Blonde plays.
Wish me luck, Bruiser. This is my first class as a serious law student.
Seated on an armchair, Nisha eats pizza and watches the movie.
I told my friends I've never seen Legally Blonde, and everyone was immediately scandalized. That is the whitest person I've ever seen. Legally Blonde is a nice way to get into that mindset of social skills, having fun with things. I tend to be overly serious, but I guess I'll just figure it out when I get there.
Later.
Yes. I want to join the Snapchat group chat.
Oh my gosh, we just...
Hey, party.
How close we get by the end of the week if we're like this.
This is like
the first 4 hours.
And we're already besties, like.
Yeah, right.
Toshi.
It was super nice getting off the bus because we were with the Boys State guys and they were just being boys. And it was kind of like, okay, when are we gonna get to like the feminism and like the connection and all of that? And then when we did, I was like, oh, I love this.
Yeah, let's do Colton.
I expect Girl State to be extremely empowering. Like, I'm hoping that other women want to see themselves in government. My dream scenario is Kumbaya, and we're all circling around the fire, holding hands and singing.
She sports long dreadlocks.
I guess my nightmare at Girl State is to, like, go into a space where I'm feeling like, hey, I don't belong here.
In a lounging area.
Just some things that we do at Girl State. Which big one is do not ever go by yourself anywhere, okay? We're not alone on this campus, so we should never be alone.
We're also co-hosting with Missouri Boys State for the first time. I don't know if all of you know that. I really hope I don't need to have the talk about what is expected of you and the boys. Also, backs. We don't want them low cut, so if you do have cutout backs, be sure you do have something to cover up with as well.
So your lanyards, if it's red, you're a Fed. If it's blue, you're a Nationalist.
A toddler plays in a playpen.
How many people do we have running for governor?
Nobody.
Okay, I was like, where are the hands? All right, you're here. Okay.
Emily raises her hand. On campus, hundreds of girls gather in a line. They watch as ALA staff in matching shirts lower the U.S. flag down a pole, grab it, and slowly fold it. Citizens of Girl State will divide into parties, run for office, and build the three branches of government. The highest office is governor. At a stadium, the Girl State citizens head down steps between bleachers filling a football field. Emily approaches a couple of them.
Hi, nice to meet you. I'm Emily. What's your name?
I'm Allie.
Allie, nice to meet you. Hi, what are your guys' names?
Kylie.
Kylie?
Alyssa.
Alyssa.
Haley.
Kaylee.
Jolie.
Jolie. Jolie. Jolie. Jolie. Nice to meet you, Jolie.
Jolie.
Jolie. Jolie? Jolie?
Jolie.
Jolie. Jolie. Is that Irish?
No.
A girl does a cartwheel.
Thank you.
Some girls take a photo with an ALA frame. Others play ball and lie on the grass in a circle. Girls stand at stands with signs reading Bracelet Station and Cupcake Decorating. A girl pours sprinkles over a cupcake. Later.
Right, my party is going to continue because we are going to learn the Girl State song.
Subtitles. If the boys don't have to do this, I'm gonna be pissed. Smiling, Emily cheers with the crowd. At night, they walk home.
Look at the moon.
This whole environment is like
really intense.
Everything is about building connections and who you know. Even like during cupcake making. Funny feeling in the air. There's something in the air, and it's politics.
Daytime.
I'm looking for bipartisan support right now, and like I feel like are you more liberal?
I am.
Yeah, I'm more conservative, but I'm running on like bipartisanship. So. I'm running for governor.
A few girls join Emily's group outside.
Look at all the people. Everybody's up so early. I love it.
I keep wanting to say that it's more liberal girls at this camp than there are conservatives, but I can't tell. I can't tell for sure. I can tell the people who are definitely liberal, like definitely for sure, just because, I don't know, maybe they're just louder.
Are all of you filing for state office?
With Emily at the front, the girls file into a large hall.
How many people are going to run for governor? A lot.
I don't know. How many people are going to run, though, and not know what they're doing?
I'm worried that I'm going to look absolutely horrible when I give a speech, just because, like, I don't like talking to, like, faces I don't know. Like,
I love public speaking, so.
Yeah, okay. See, yeah. Like, I like personal speaking.
Yeah.
And publicly speaking.
Do you have speech and debate at your school?
We do. I'm in journalism, so it's, like.
Right, you said that. I didn't know if you maybe did both or. I'm a debate kid, so.
It's fine.
Yeah. Oh, there's so many of you!
Wow, there's a lot of people.
The long-haired teen purses her lips.
I know.
I think it's going to come down to public speaking, and I'm really worried about that, but it's okay.
Oh, it definitely will.
Faith.
When I was in Girl Scouts, we had superlatives, and I was voted most judgmental, which is hilarious, right? But it's just kind of a testament to, like, my very aggressive personality. I've always been opinionated. I was never afraid to express any of my viewpoints, and that, you know, that's put me between a rock and a hard place several times. but, I mean, I'm not going to change. That's how I am. My brother's argumentative in the exact same way that I am. And obviously, as a woman, that's not really liked just by society as a whole, because you're not expected to be that way. You're expected to be a little more docile, a little more submissive.
What are you guys running for?
Governor.
Awesome. Are you both from the same city?
No.
Friends?
No.
No. Acquaintances?
Awesome.
We'll become friends.
Oh, yeah, obviously. Okay, so why governor?
You know, I want to be in charge, so have the most influence I can.
I'm not really worried about being liked. What I'm worried about is to get people thinking about policies that I personally support.
All right, we are open for
A group claps. Now Emily crouches at a table, filling out a form. An official watches over her.
All right. I got pictures for you if you want me to send them to you.
Yes, please.
And all right.
Yeah. Good luck to you, too.
Using her flip phone, she takes a selfie in front of a sheet with her full name written under Governor. Later, Faith poses with her thumb up, her name added under Emily's.
Attorney General?
Yup. T-O-C-H-I.
Toshi observes an official who scrawls her name on the Attorney General list. She then smiles for a photo, her finger pointing up to her name. People pass by the filled lists of different positions which hang on a wall. Sitting alone, Nisha answers on an application the question, "Please concisely state what qualifies you to serve as a Supreme Court judge." Girl State delegates will also form a Supreme Court. The court will hear one case.
I'd like to try for Supreme Court justice, which luckily doesn't require an election. The Supreme Court gets to change things. Like, a lot of areas in government don't. Even the legislatures, because they have so many people to work with, it is so hard to genuinely change things.
I'm not quite sure where I'm going.
Stapling her application, she stacks it on top of others.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm an especially socially progressive person in a not very socially progressive state. My perspective is very different from, like, a decent amount of Missouri. That's rural, for example.
I don't know what that is.
So I'm a bit worried, especially with things like the recent leaked, alleged Supreme Court abortion ruling. I think that's something that quite a few people will want to talk about. And for that reason, being on, like, the Girl State Supreme Court would be really special to me.
Now, pairs of hands sift through the stack of application papers, organizing them. A panel of young women interviews various candidates. Supreme Court first round, peer interviews.
My name's Nisha Murley. Here's my name tag.
So why do you want to be on the Supreme Court?
I want to be on a Supreme Court because they make the decisions that, like, really affect people's lives. We're seeing that now with, like, abortion, gay rights, housing, the amount of money spent on a federal campaign.
My parents are immigrants, so there's always been headlines or news and policies affecting our status in the country or political beliefs.
I would love to judge anything with environmental law. We need to make a change now before it goes to future generations.
I honestly like to listen rather than express my own views. I try not to be prejudiced.
I'm impartial.
My parents are divorced, so they, like, I have to, like, mediate between the two. Like, if there's a problem, I kind of have to be in the middle.
Have any real life court cases inspired you? How and why?
So, I mean, the big one now, Johnny Depp, Amber Heard.
I did policy debate in the sophomore year, and I chose sentencing, and I talked a lot about mandatory minimum sentences, which are normally used on, like, nonviolent drug offenses, and they really restrict the court's power to be merciful.
Thank you.
Nisha walks out. Outside, the Girl State citizens stroll together. A girl waves a flag and spins, almost hitting her friend. In an auditorium, Emily and Maddie take a selfie.
That one's a little bit more blurry,
but it's okay. Okay.
I'll take it. That's cute. All right. There's my girlfriend.
She's pretty.
That's my best friend. She graduated. You can't tell behind the flip phone screen. It's good. Like, me and her low-key are on, like, not opposite sides of the political spectrum, but, like honestly, I'm more conservative. Like,
yeah.
And she's, like, not, but it's good because it's, like, we don't let it get in the way. So I just want to put that out there before it's, like, a...
I'm not going to dislike you because of your political beliefs.
A bespectacled woman presents on stage.
I would like to address you like I have addressed every class I have ever taught. May I do that, please? Yeah. Okay. Hey, girl, hey.
Hey,
girl, hey. One more time. Hey, girl, hey.
Hey.
That's what I was going for. Thank you.
We all come from different places. We all have our own ideas about the world. But what we really need to focus on is us as women.
Toshi nods.
Because although we are all different, we all have that in common, right? We all have, in our own different ways, grown up in a world where we've never seen a female president. But how do we change that?
Emily and Maddie trade smiles.
We step up, right? We want you to be the women who straighten other women's crowns, not the women who point out that they're crooked.
All right, and I am here to announce the top 21 persons who will receive an interview for the Supreme Court today. All right, Catherine Zhao, Pershing City, Hannah Yohe Clark, Ann Chellis Clark, Nisha Murali, Harbor City, Heather Austin, Boone City, Ashley Green, Rogue City, Brooke Zaylor, Pershing, Madison Griffin, Clark, and Ava Lawless from Lewis.
Brooke, a grinning teen, stands up and claps. Nearby, Nisha high-fives her fellow citizens and pumps her fists. Beaming, she sits back in her seat. In a classroom, the place where we are interviewing for the Supreme Court.
Oh my God, were you shortlisted? That's amazing!
It's right next door. It's across the hall.
Thank you so much.
Okay, a lot of the hot button topics that we think about in law come from the Supreme Court, okay? Recently, you know, there was the leaked draft of Dobbs that would overturn Roe v. Wade. Was Roe v. Wade?
I live in a small town. It's definitely way on the conservative side.
In a car.
All of my friends are majorly pro-life. It's been hard to express myself sometimes.
At a fair, children play with pigs in the mud. Brooke stands with three girls, all wearing dresses and pageant sashes.
Just because I'm coming from a small town doesn't mean that I'm gonna be quiet about my beliefs or I don't know what's going on in the world.
In her dorm, she spreads a blanket over her bed.
This is probably the most embarrassing blanket I could ever brought. It's a picture of me and my boyfriend.
Oh. My boyfriend, my family, everyone's like, you gotta be competitive and be on the Supreme Court. You gotta do it. You gotta do it or you're gonna get left in the dust. And I am not one to be left in the dust.
In a hall, a sign behind a counter reads, MGS Campaign Store. Staff members sell stationery, including crayons, markers, and paper. A girl pays with Girl State bucks.
Now I'm comparing scissors. What does this come to? I think this one's good. This one, I'm feeling this one.
Out of colored paper, Faith cuts a heart with the words, Faith for Governor. A group blows balloons as another decorates the hall with red and blue streamers. Wearing a neck garland, a girl works on a chart paper kneeling on the floor. Emily and another girl hang campaign signs around the building.
Okay, you know what? Maybe I'm thinking no more double-sided signs.
A large banner reads, Cheris for Governor, in a cafeteria.
Hey, y'all. As you know, vote Toshi for Attorney General. Keep things truthful. Hey, y'all.
Hi.
Thank you. My name's Toshi. I'm running for Attorney General. If you guys are interested in hearing any of my platforms, I'd love to share them with you. My main platform is the truth. That's why I call myself Toshi Truth Ihekuna. And as Attorney General, I would be able to litigate cases and actually take them to the Supreme Court.
She moves between tables.
From the jump, just walking in, I already knew, like, it's gonna be a lot of white people.
Hey, y'all.
These girls are literally from places where there's, like, 300 people in their town. So I'm probably the first black person they've ever interacted with. I just think that communication is important because we're never gonna get the opportunity to talk to people from different parts of Missouri the way that we are right now. As far as, like, the white girls go, they've all been, like, super cool. Like, they haven't, like, I honestly have not experienced any microaggressions. I probably have.
I've been wanting to ask you, someone told me you speak Nigerian.
I speak Igbo. Nigerian is a country.
Isn't there a language Nigerian?
Yeah, it's Igbo.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Is it That's weird really if cool. I ask you to say something?
Yeah.
It is.
Okay, then pretend I didn't ask.
Oh my God, y'all are too funny. I try to find common ground and I try to like relate to them, because at the end of the day, we're all high school teenage girls who like care about government, and we can connect through that.
Good morning, I'm on the ballot for governor.
Later.
I'm here to like pitch you, low-key. I'm trying to go around and get to know people. This picture will be the first thing that you see on that governor ballot, and it's not a good picture, so please. This probably isn't a good picture either, but like it's probably slightly better than that. So what do you believe, actually? I'm curious.
It depends based on the specific like issue we're talking about.
That's good. Don't box yourself in. I like that.
Yeah.
I like that. I still like listening to other people even though I am conservative, and I feel like that's like a common misconception.
I'm hoping for like a grassroots style campaign because I really don't know how far a cardboard cutout is compared to having a conversation. I don't want to come off weird because, you know, you only have so much time, and I do genuinely want to make these connections, but I'm also going around and like walking around and being like, hi, nice to meet you, what's your name? I feel like it's just a little too eager, maybe.
You running for governor?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm the first on the ballot.
You guys know each other?
Casually.
No, I just know her name.
I'm conservative.
We are too.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm gonna be honest. I don't really know what to talk about in my speech because our party as a whole has no platform yet, and I probably won't agree with the platform, to be honest. I'm looking around in this place. Like, I love it, straightening each other's crowns, right, and all that. But the queen, go boss, slay. Like, it's, like, great. Like, if I were a guy and you weren't, like, doing it mockingly, would you say that genuinely? Like, no. Like, you wouldn't. So I think it's, like, actually keeping us down more.
Being conservative and being a young girl isn't a combination that you see a lot around here, I feel like. I love liberals. I love them to death. But it's a continuous effort to listen to people who disagree with me. I've yet to ever just flip a table and say I'm done with this conversation. Maybe there'll be a day when I do that.
Sporting bucket hats, two girls hold a large thin banner which reads Cecilia Barton.
Now presenting your future governor!
Cecilia, the girl with the neck garland, springs through the banner, ripping it. Emily watches.
Some of my main like running points are like I love to bring the fun and the spirit back into these kinds of things.
I'm gonna be reposting the results for this poll on my Instagram.
Blank-faced, Faith walks across the cafeteria with her campaign sign over her chest.
I'm Cecilia Barton. I'm running to be your governor. I have many beliefs. I believe we should not have a dress code. This is a campaign to empower women. And last time I checked, women know how to dress themselves.
She climbs on a chair as Faith munches on her food.
I find campaigning to sometimes be really fake. And there's a lot of people who have come up to me and been like, I'm running for governor, my name is blank, vote for me. And I'm like, that was a 5-second interaction. I don't even know, I'm not gonna remember your name, first off. And second off, why would I vote for you because you came up to me and told me your name? But I guess sometimes that works with other people, maybe. Do you wanna follow me on Instagram? Do you have Instagram? You guys can just pass it around.
Okay, I will.
There's tons of things I could talk about, and if you're following my Instagram, you'll kind of see like my campaign and my agenda. Firstly, environmental policy. So researching renewable energy sources is really important to me. I'm also interested in mental health care for military members. I used to be viscerally conservative. Some might call me alt-right. Because I was too baby, I was listening to people around me, and people around me were my family. So I was more conservative, I was more right-leaning. And then I kind of got older, and I was like, I don't know if I agree. And then it was just kind of a slow transition out of it.
She taps on her phone. Now Emily sits with Cecilia.
I talked to one girl, and we were talking about gun control in the campaigning class. And she was talking to me, she was like, yeah, like, because everyone at this point admits that like our gun policy is bad. Like, kids are dying, there's guns in schools, like, we need to change something, but it's just, like, the way it gets changed. So she was saying my bill, would, like, if she did Girls Nation, would be to arm teachers.
I don't know. With that one specifically, I think that would, like, arming teachers, it should be, like, a thing where they, like, have to go through a training course and, like,
see, but
have, like,
I have so many teachers, like, I think it's unfair to teachers.
It should
because,
be optional.
And also, it's a constitutional right. Like, the Constitution is everything. Sorry, I got distracted.
No, like, I haven't had that many, like, political discussions with people, so I honestly love it. But there are some things I disagree with.
I probably won't own an AR, but theoretically, I like the idea that I have the right to, if I go through the proper precautions, right? I like that idea, right? I wake up in the middle of the night, somebody's in my house, somebody has a gun. I'm gonna be shaking a lot, and you have a shot in the dark, right? It's aiming in the dark. Okay, an AR is going to be a lot more accurate.
Like, I don't see how it can protect your house without being more of a danger to your house. The only way it protects you if an intruder comes in if it's laying around.
Maybe raise your kids to understand that there's a don't touch, and you're going to put the lock on it when they're a baby, and pray to God. Maybe lock your bedroom door while they're still young. And then when they're old enough, raise them right and make them understand this is a don't touch.
I think we have a different
exactly.
view on this.
But I think this is a good talk.
No,
see,
I'm having
that's
fun.
Why I say we don't, like,
no,
it's fun.
And I don't, like...
Nobody talks politics here.
No, I wanted to talk politics. I'm having fun. I'm excited.
You know, I live in St. Louis. It's kind of the liberalist you get in Missouri. So I knew if I ran for governor, like, through campaigning, I would be forced to, like, go out and talk to new people. That's why I came here. I wanted to meet, like, girls on the other side of the aisle. I think boys feel like they can speak louder about politics because I think women, often when we start talking politics, we get shut down. I think we're just less respected. So, you know, by the time we're 17, we're already socialized to stop talking about it. But we do have strong views about politics.
Several handmade campaign signs hang on the building's glass doors. One of them reads, "Emily Worthmore, Worthmore for Governor." Decorations and cards featuring the American flag lie on a table. As one girl plays piano, another ties a shiny ribbon into a bow. A girl sketches flower patterns on her friend's thigh.
So, can I read my speech to you guys? Because she said that I can't do it during dinner. We wouldn't have time.
Yes.
Okay. Hey, girls. I'm Angie Duzan. I'm running for House of Reps. I feel like I'm the best.
Maddie regards her with a smile.
Sorry. For this, because I love people. I am a student council rep back at my school. I'm a people person, and I believe in giving everyone a voice. And I can't wait to get to know everyone and become best friends with all of you beautiful women.
Let's go, Angie.
So, like politically, like, what are you thinking? What are your thoughts?
Politically, sorry.
Yeah.
No, it's okay.
Like, do you have a platform?
There we go.
Like, ideas? It's okay if you don't. Like, it's okay. Like, I'm not, like... Like, I just mean... Because, like, it hasn't really been like that, so it's okay if you don't.
Yeah.
Because Girls State isn't really like that. I'm just, like... throwing it out there just in case. Does it become political at any point?
Well, I was talking to Miss Amy about it, and she was like, usually girls run on campaigns that are like environment, mental
yeah.
health, like stuff that honestly is typically pretty bipartisan. But like, if you want to bring politics into it, I say go for it 1,000%. Like,
yeah.
obviously you're going to have people that disagree with you, but
that's politics.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's interesting because like, we're like talking about how like, oh, the boys can have their shirts off and we can't, but like yet like the boys are having like, I don't know because I haven't met them, but the boys are actually having political experiences right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I feel like...
I'm a little sick of the fluff.
Yeah, like, when does it get
meddly?
Like, everybody says that they want to represent their people. Everybody says that they want to be friends with everyone and have everyone's voices heard. Okay, let's have a real conversation.
And, like, get some stuff done. Like, what do you want to have done? What do you want to see? If we want a genuine experience on something, we have to talk about real-world issues, and we have yet to do that in any aspect.
I'm sorry.
Emily reclines on a couch, fiddling with a balloon.
I don't want to say that it's just a female thing, but maybe it's because everybody nowadays is told that we need to like really empower each other as girls, which is true. But a trap that we risk falling into with that is kind of perpetuating the idea that you're at a disadvantage because you're a woman.
In her dorm, she puts a folder on a desk and slides off her shoes.
I was raised in a house where I was never told... you can't do this because you're a woman. Never had I ever heard that.
She creates a social media story that reads, "Reminder, I'm running for governor."
Oh, I found another girl's governor page. She, like, is really campaigning.
Clicking on Faith's profile, she scrolls through her posts. One shows Faith smiling with a sign reading, "For governor, put your faith in Faith." Brows furrowed, Emily sits on the floor with her back against the side of her desk. At night, lines of teen boys with matching red and blue lanyards spread along a stadium field. Some stand with their hands clasped behind their backs. A boy in a tank top raises a Carver City flag, which flutters in the wind. Another boy holds a differently colored flag. A floodlight shines on the teen wearing the tank top as he waves his flag aloft, smiling. Daytime. With a group, Faith walks through campus.
Oh, no. I came here to escape men. Why?
I'm just gonna start yelling like random conservative phrases at them. See if they repeat it.
Mindlessly, they will.
I know they will. They're little sheep. Bah.
Faith's friend covers her face with both hands. Later.
I said beaver.
Are those the boys?
I want to go. Sorry, chill, Emily.
A group of boys saunters past Emily and the others, heading in the opposite direction. As a boy waves, another flexes his arms. Emily glances back at them, smiling.
They just, like, flex. This one kid just walked by flexing. It was so bad.
That's embarrassing.
I know.
I think that that's a just weird.
I want to flex now. I feel like now I want to be the...
You want to play this game? I can play this game. You know what pisses me off?
What?
The fact that they have a gym and we don't.
In a classroom...
I have yesterday's Girl State newspaper. We all know that Boy State's happening on campus. Okay. The stories that you are writing are actually going to be printed in the same paper as the Boy State paper. And there are a lot of you in this room, so I'm expecting a lot of really great stories.
Emily nods. Later.
Has it occurred to anyone else how boys don't have to walk in buddy systems?
Yes!
We asked a bunch of them. We were walking by them. We were asking them. They were like, oh, no.
It's for our protection. I get it. They're trying to do the best for women.
But it's like pissing me off.
The reason we're noticing all these differences between Boys and Girls State is because they put us on the same campus. They brought this problem on themselves.
Okay, I'm so sorry.
I also have like a few general announcements, okay? This is just, you have to be productive during this time. You know, you get what I'm saying? But you also have to get dressed for dinner. As a side note, you can take your cardigan off, but as soon as we get to a building, you'll need to put your cardigan or whatever your cover is back on.
Tell the boys they have to put their shirts back on.
Did you know the boys don't have a buddy system? And...
All right, you guys can talk about Boy State now if you want to. Talk about government.
The ALA counselor gives a tight smile.
I just feel like the differences between Boy State and Girls State, the counselors don't really want us to talk about because we're supposed to all be, like, incredibly in love with the program. And we are-ish.
A group follows the counselor.
I would love to go walk over to Boy State right now and see what they're doing. Like, I bet they're talking about things that are really important right now. Like, I bet they're talking about Roe v. Wade being overturned. I bet they're talking about Second Amendment.
She licks her lips.
I don't think they're talking about, like, crop tops.
A Boy State teen addresses a room.
This is the single most detailed and most specific bill on our docket today, and yet still, you've heard previous senators say that having a fine of only $50 makes the issue of discrimination seem not severe enough. But I ask you, what's the fine for discrimination now? Zero.
A group of boys sport matching Missouri Boys State shirts. Elsewhere, an older ALA official shakes hands with boys in judicial robes.
It's only whenever we work together that we can actually get stuff done.
As an audience of teen boys cheers, a few make hearts with their hands. On stage, a redheaded boy and a bespectacled boy point at them. At sunset, a boy unlatches the American flag from a pulley on a pole, another plays the trumpet, and an older official waves his hands, conducting. In the morning.
I have a screen recording of one of my friends is at Boy State, and it has, like, listen to this. You know the guy, did I tell you this about already?
Yeah.
He's talking about, like, women's bodies and, like, fetuses. It's really weird.
A video.
This is murder. Life begins at conception. There's no alternative. Here I was a junior back when Roe v. Wade was passed or dictated by the United States Supreme Court. But I believe in pro-life, no abortion, no exceptions. The Lord moves in mysterious ways. We all have a soul and a right to live it to our fullest.
Now, girls with food trays move across the packed cafeteria.
The Boy State had a Republican and Democratic, I can't remember if it was representative or senator, on stage, and they were discussing abortion. Do they have uteruses? Nope. Do we? Yeah. So who actually gets to say here, not them?
I am pro-life from natural conception on to death because that is the Catholic teaching.
Personally, I'm pro-life, but I wouldn't try to convince somebody who's not. Otherwise, like, maybe I'd share my opinion and talk to them, but I don't think it's something that's worth, like,
No, become pro-life.
If you say you're pro-life, you need to assess what's going to happen to the kids after. You need to create programs for afterlife, which is another piece of it. I don't think you can say you're pro-life and not, like, I think pro-life is its own problematic statement.
A lot of pro-lifers aren't actually pro-life.
Right.
They're pro-birth.
Yeah.
Now, that is a big difference.
They're pro-women's restrictions on women's bodies.
We are taking steps back as a society. We are taking steps back as a society.
No matter what.
Instead of moving forward with women's rights, instead of moving forward with us having the right to do what we want with our bodies, men are taking it away from us again. Y'all gonna get me to cussing.
Now applicants wait outside a conference room. A girl paces while a couple of others sit on the floor. Supreme Court interviews, final round.
Okay, everybody, we just need to get rid of the anxiety. So let's all hold hands, just really quick.
We are all meant to be here for a reason right now.
We all deserve this, but whoever gets it is amazing. Yeah.
Seven of us are gonna make it on the Supreme Court, and we're all gonna be proud of each other.
Exactly.
Okay, the nerves are still here.
I'm pretty sure that Brooke and I began talking because I complimented like a braid in her hair that's really pretty and like beaded with red, white, and blue beads. But after that, we just kept talking because she's really nice and like genuinely cares a lot about government, and so do I.
Okay.
Until now, we didn't have to worry about any sort of competition. One of us will be in the Supreme Court, but there's no way for both of us to do it.
It's gonna be great either way.
Yeah.
Maybe the best Supreme Court ever.
Right? Actually, no, because the best Supreme Court ever would have both of us on it.
Mm-hmm. Nisha came up and talked to me, like, and I was like, okay, this is cool. You're cool. You're a cool person. You're so much different than me. And I think that's great for both of us. Let's talk, let's hang out. And then we got put against each other. But strong girls empower strong girls, right?
Incumbent governor of Girl State.
This is intimidating.
I know, right?
In the conference room.
All right, you ready?
Yeah.
Awesome. Do you think the Constitution as it stands is the best possible basis for what will create the best quality of life for American citizens?
I think that with the amendments that have been made to it, obviously, it's just keeps getting, well, sometimes better. Sometimes things like overturning Roe v. Wade, that's very controversial right now, and it should be a topic that is more exclusive, I think. It should be just a women's conversation, I think, not a men's conversation.
I would add in a clause on discriminating on the basis of sexual or gender orientation.
Are there any qualities that you possess that you believe make you stand out when it comes to your ability to objectively interpret the Constitution?
I think that it might not be the most formal way to hear other people's ideas, but I am a very social person. I will talk to a wall.
I've had a lot of practice separating my own opinions about political beliefs from fact, and sometimes I had to have the team I disagree with win because they argued their case better, they knew more. And the fact that I've been doing that all year, I believe gives me more knowledge on how to do that in a court system.
It was nice to talk to you finally.
Oh, yeah.
I've been like so intimidated by
you.
No,
don't be. Very okay. Normal person. Yeah.
Okay.
Have a good night.
Nice to meet you again.
Brooke leaves.
That's your first one. You have to choose one of the two.
Okay, awesome.
So it's just like, oh yeah, it's nice to meet you.
In an auditorium.
Builders in a band.
Amidst the crowd, Toshi applauds and high-fives girls around her.
All right, ladies, we have our state Supreme Court. Are we ready?
No.
Misha shakes her fists.
All right, Elena Hassman from Cronin. Hannah Yohi from Clark.
After every single step of the way, after my written application, after my spoken interview, I was 100% convinced that this is it. This is where I'd go out. They're not gonna want me after this. I could have written this better. I stuttered too much. And there was so much self-doubt. But the morning comes around, and as someone who'd been like the best in my school, I'd started actually thinking about the possibility that I would end up on the Supreme Court.
Sophia Black from Anthony. G.S. Singh from Covington. Brooke Taylor from Pershing.
Brooke jumps to her feet.
And Hannah Rice from Carver.
Brooke approaches Nisha, who stands up and meets her in a tight hug. Closing her eyes, Brooke rests her cheek on Nisha's hair. You deserve it. I'm so proud of both of us. I'm proud of you.
Congratulations, ladies.
Brooke returns to her seat amid cheering friends.
Congratulations, girls. Okay, I have one last thing for you. This is my challenge to you today. Give two people a compliment. Not right now. Just pepper it out. Be good to each other. Goodbye.
Wearing a somber expression, Nisha claps and stares off. Later, she poses for a picture, grinning, squeezed between Brooke and another girl.
I think it'll take me a while to fully process the loss, because I really put myself out there. I think that's something that a lot of girls at Girl State are struggling with as well. We all work very hard on the image of ourselves that we want to show to the world, and it's exhausting.
With Emily.
I want to say something about being a Christian in my speech, like just a brief, like I don't want to like drag on it, but I definitely want to mention it because I feel like that's like part of my identity and I'm trying to be transparent.
Because what if I did run on a like more conservative, like what if I just said it?
Because honestly, strategically speaking, there are more liberal candidates that I'm like actually like feeling like threatened by. And if they split the vote, which I think they will, like how many people would that like maybe comfort a little bit? And like
the best thing you can do is just be confident and do what you know. They say you can come here to be a new person, but if you come here and you build yourself on a completely new identity, you're lost. So just stick to what you know.
Chewing, Emily blinks at her friend, her gaze unfocused. Later, she waits outside a classroom.
My faith is one of the most important things about me. Christianity has definitely guided me.
A photo of Emily in church.
I grew up in the church. My dad was a pastor.
A photo of young Emily with her parents.
He passed away when I was younger.
A headline reads, "Local pastor killed in accident."
It's just me and my mom. She's a single mom. She's always been there. She sacrificed a lot for me.
Now Emily sits for the Girl State Scholarship interview.
Being able to go for the scholarship would help me a lot. Financially wise, this would just be a really, really big thing for me. That is currently the biggest stressor I have because college is a lot. And I am paying for college 100% on my own just because of that. Like, you know, it's just not there for us.
Can you expand on what you plan to do with your major?
Yes, I can. So I'm interested in journalism. That's what I want to major in college because political journalism is my major career goal. When I heard about the scholarship, I really wanted to apply because this would be a huge thing for me. So thank you so much for taking time and listening.
Later, she ambles into a news studio where cameras and lighting kits are set up around a desk. She takes a seat.
That's cool.
At a gymnasium, a young woman stomps her feet as she claps to the front, to the back, then under her knee. The crowd follows her rhythmic movements.
Everyone hypes up Girl State as like this monumental moment that's gonna change the way you view yourself and like the way you view others. And I was kind of just like, okay, is it gonna happen? Like I hadn't felt it yet. But once we started debating and like talking about politics, I thought this is where it all began.
You know, I have a lot of ideas, guys, but does anybody else have ideas first?
So, yeah, let's get straight to it. Abortion, what are we
thinking? If you want.
Go for it.
Okay, I'm more on the pro-choice side of things.
I'm a Christian, so I am pro-life, but I don't think that the government should be able to regulate a woman's body.
Yes.
A girl flexes her arm, flips her ponytail, and struts forward. Elsewhere, a girl holds a gavel.
The House will come to order.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. I move that delegates be able to choose the preferred name and pronouns that goes on their ID badges.
In a lecture hall, girls flutter their raised fingers. At the gymnasium, Toshi applauds and hollers. Outside,
Hi, Mommy.
She grins widely.
Girl, I did it. I did it, Mommy. I won the Attorney General. I know. Thank you.
Her eyes land on Maddie.
Okay, well, I have to go. Please don't make me cry. That's embarrassing.
Her grin fades into a warm smile.
Thank you. I think about my parents a lot through this process. I love you too.
She poses with her family.
My parents are immigrants. That has definitely shaped me.
Smiles right there, beautiful family.
I know that my parents have fought to get to where they're at.
All right, what's your dad?
They've had to struggle to be accepted.
Now she dances with her friends.
So seeing people that look like me winning made me think of my parents, because I did not expect people to be so receptive. Like, I really did come into this, like, guard up. So it was really cool to get that support. But I am kind of waiting for another ball to drop.
Circuit Court, Amelia versus State of Missouri.
We are arguing that Missouri's law that requires a woman who wants to have an abortion to receive counseling violates a woman's right to privacy. Because
instead of sitting around being disappointed over losing, I started associate circuit judge work, helping other people prosecute, planning cases, judging, doing the things that we, like, should work on here.
A legal form reads, Missouri law requiring women to receive counseling prior to receiving an abortion violates their right to privacy.
Okay. We think that fear is a main driving factor for abortion. Obviously, things can happen like rape, incest, or it's endangering to the mother. It's all based on fear. So we think that all women should go through counseling just to make sure that it's not something that they regret.
Do you believe that the woman should be able to decide whether they would like this help?
Missouri State Attorney.
I think forced counseling is kind of good in general. Like, I mean, obviously it's going to be hard for people to open up to doctors, but ultimately they're just there to help. Why would it be such a big deal?
In a hallway, Nisha jots in a document perched on her crossed legs. Roll-up banners surround her.
I ruled in favor of Amelia. That requiring counseling before an abortion violated her right to privacy.
Later.
Guess what I ruled on this morning? Abortion case. It's being appealed, the ruling I ran on. It's a Supreme Court decision now. Everyone can come watch it.
Okay.
Do you have any idea about, any ideas to help the Roe v. Wade case right now? Because I'm sure every girl in this room knows the stake that it's at, and it terrifies at least half of us.
Yeah.
But then when we try to talk to the men about it, it's like, oh, well, that probably won't happen. That seems a little absurd. Yeah,
that's
right?
What we need to talk about.
Now the Supreme Court members, including Brooke, put on their judges' robes. Holding hands, they stand in a circle.
I deserve to be here.
I deserve to be here.
We are all qualified.
We are all qualified.
You stole mine.
We are all amazingly talented.
I can confidently speak in front of hundreds of girls.
We're allowed to make mistakes.
Say that one a little bit louder.
That one's good.
Hundreds of girls assemble in the gymnasium for the Amelia v. State of Missouri case. A few sport money crowns on their heads. With a bright smile, Emily chats with her friends as Faith and Cecilia sit nearby wearing even expressions. Accompanied by other girls, Nisha enters the gymnasium. She takes a seat in the second row towards the side and greets two girls.
I have no clue what city you guys are. I just wanted a good view of the stage. I was the judge that made the original decision, and I want to know what they're going to do with it.
Gotcha.
I was telling, like, everyone about this as soon as I knew it was going to the Supreme Court, because I wanted people to be having that conversation. And a lot of what I heard was, it's a very timely decision, because in a couple of weeks, we couldn't be having this conversation. And that just hurt. That's a huge conversation that's effectively shut down soon.
I'm excited to see the Supreme Court case, like U.S. Supreme Court.
Right, like their actions.
I'm just... Which, the people in my school were saying, it's going to ban abortion, it's going to this, and I'm like, no.
I'm pretty sure, like, at least what the leaked opinion does is just say there is no federal right to privacy, which makes, like, no difference in a case in a state like New York or California, and a lot of difference in a state like Missouri.
A girl checks a news article on her phone with the headline, Missouri's trigger law would end most abortions if Roe struck down. It features a photo of a woman with a sign reading, "Don't trust me with a choice, but with a child."
As Attorney General, I don't really have to say my politics. I just have to give good legal counsel to the state, which is what Attorney General does. And I want to start off with giving out definitions, especially since we get the opportunity to speak first. I think we should hit them with, this is how we're defining this, this is how we're defining that, this is how we're defining this. And our opposing counsel has not done that at all. They haven't defined anything, but they're saying that privacy is being violated.
Personally, I believe there should be the choice to go to counseling, but I have to decide what would be the best for the outcome of this case and not my own, like, personal belief. It's a bit of, like, a moral dilemma.
In court, she purses her lips thoughtfully. A robed girl moves behind her teammates.
Oye, the Missouri Girls State Supreme Court is now in session. The Honorable Jia Singh presiding.
The Supreme Court members make their way to the stage.
The case was definitely where it belongs, in front of women. The Constitution was written hundreds of years ago by a bunch of old white guys that don't know what's happening today. So much has happened since then. So it's really, it's a tough job to apply it to right now.
Argument for the appellant?
Yes, Your Honor. May it please the court?
It does.
All right. I first want to start this off by defining privacy, because that is one of the main parts of today's case. Privacy, according to Oxford Dictionary, is the state of being free from public attention. This is important because the opposing counsel is arguing that under the current Missouri law, a woman's right to privacy is being breached when they are going into a counselor's office before receiving an abortion. Now, that moves us on to doctor-patient confidentiality, which is defined as mutual consent between physician and patient. So as we're seeing that most counselors that give pre-counseling advice are medical officials, HIPAA and doctor-patient confidentiality is present. That counselor would not be able to go and share that information to the public or even anyone else.
Okay, so do you believe someone unwillingly sharing information about themselves to another person is a breach of privacy?
I don't think I can answer that question without knowing what unwilling would look like, because if there's a gun to your head, then obviously that's a breach of privacy. But if you are in a room where you know what's going to happen within that room, I personally wouldn't define that as unwilling.
But do they really choose to enter if they're not allowed to have an abortion unless they go?
I think that that is a great point, but that's just not what this case is about. It's about whether or not that counselor is sharing information with others. I rest my case, and thank you.
Do we have an argument for the respondent?
Yes, Your Honor.
A girl steps to the podium.
Honorable Justices of the Court, the state has failed to prove that the privacy of the client remained intact. So what is privacy? Privacy not according to the Oxford Dictionary, but privacy according to law. Privacy is the right not to have one's personal matters disclosed or publicized.
So if I'm understanding correctly, HIPAA ensures that medical professionals cannot share a patient's details. Do you know if if HIPAA is applicable to these counselors as well?
Yes, the counselors would have HIPAA intact to them, but that's not what we have to take into consideration. They didn't choose to go to this source to talk to them.
Does that deter the person from going back to said clinic?
Well, ultimately it decides on the person, but the things that they show within the counseling do typically try to stir people away from getting an abortion. So they'll show what the process of getting an abortion is so that the woman is feeling more guilty when she was already set in her decision.
So just to clarify, the abortion process cannot resume until after they had counseling?
Yes, that is correct. They don't choose to go to counseling before they choose to get an abortion. That's where the privacy is being broken, and that's what the state failed to address.
The Supreme Court members confer.
Thank you.
Thank you, Your Honors.
Supreme Court case number one, Amelia versus the state of Missouri, is now taken under submission. The Missouri Girls State Supreme Court is now in recess.
The Supreme Court members close their folders, packing their things, and the audience members talk among themselves.
So, was that very different from the trial court?
So much more different. They actually know the process and the law this time.
I am excited to see what the court rules.
They're required to listen. They don't have the privacy to not listen.
That's where it got confusing.
I think the main argument is whether or not you believe telling a medical professional something is a breach of privacy.
Allowed. Also, a big thing is that anything that they say within those sessions is never publicly released, and whether they go to the sessions or not is never
publicly released. But I think the fact that it's like not getting public isn't the privacy breach. It's the fact that they have to go.
They're forced.
Right.
They are. I feel like privacy rights also cover like being shown disturbing images and being forced to sit there.
I mean, we could look at it through that way, though. The best thing to do is focus, tunnel vision on breach of privacy.
Right.
Why do you guys view, somebody going to counseling, somebody has to, a requirement for something? How is that a breach of privacy?
Because it still requires somebody to unwillingly share information about themselves to another person.
Yes.
I think that's a breach of privacy.
Yeah.
So, what have we decided?
We must decide.
We need time.
I think it's going to be split.
One of the Supreme Court members turns her gaze down. Now they return to the stage and take their seats.
You may be seated.
The audience takes their seats, Nisha among them.
The court was split 5-2. Five judges agreeing that this was a breach of privacy. The court sides with Amelia.
Nisha lifts her hands, ready to clap.
The Missouri Girls State Supreme Court is now in recess.
The audience applauds. In the front row seats, the suited young woman cheers with her fellow officials. Cupping her hands around her mouth, Cecilia hollers. A few girls refrain from clapping.
First of all, great job, y'all. Really great case.
Toshi shakes hands with young women on the stage.
I really enjoyed being able to present my argument and be an attorney.
But to be totally honest, am I happy that Amelia won? Yes, I am.
Brooke and her teammates huddle.
We did the best we could.
Group hug.
Good job.
We did so good.
I hope you guys don't have lies.
Being able to talk about it here is great. It's awesome. But I'm 16. I can't go out there and pass legislation or rule on any kind of actual court. So, it was great. It felt empowering, but it also made me pretty sad.
Nisha nods in understanding. Now girls march past grassy lawns.
I could say I think as women, since it affects us, the biggest issue is that these conversations about abortion are happening between men in the Senate because women are wildly underrepresented in the Senate and House. So no matter what your opinion on it is, I want you elected.
So they can be part of the conversation.
So they can be good.
With her campaign sign taped to her backpack, Emily walks between her friends.
My tummy is getting a little bit excited.
Now, Faith points at Emily's name among others on the list of governor candidates.
Worried. Saw her.
I said, honestly, my biggest competition from the other side.
Here's the thing. She is a public speaker. She does debate. She's going to have a great speech. I'm going to have a great speech, not a public speaker.
Currently, I think my largest competition is Emily. Emily has just been talking to a ton of people. You know, she was one of the first people that ever approached me.
This is my worry.
That is what I was going to say.
That's
you should
my
fear.
Worry. I'm fearing.
Hey guys, my name is Emily Worthmore, and you guys have probably seen me around because I have been making a point to go and try to meet as many of you as possible. So I'm asking,
what am I doing?
Okay. Hey all.
A girl films her.
Sorry.
That was cute.
I don't know where I'm picking up the y'all. What am I saying? I'm sorry, maybe it's not a good idea. I don't know, I'm rambling.
Later, she checks a table of food.
What are these sauces? What are the sauces? Ooh. Oh! No!
Kill me. No, don't, sorry, I'm fine. Sorry.
Emily crouches beside the spilled food and cries.
how much food I drop in a day.
I'm so sorry.
Hey, go get some more food.
Where are you going?
Oh, it's like the last, I don't know, everything.
I know, but you're fine.
Oh, that was the stupidest thing. Okay, stop. You're fine. Go get some more food.
She pushes Emily forward. Later.
Talk about it or not, I'm just a mess, and that was just not a good time to do something stupid. I don't know.
She sits with the girls having lunch.
Okay. Yeah. All right, I need to finish writing my speech.
A girl sports a USA cowboy hat.
Oh my gosh, like, I will be a voice for you guys. Yeah. So I'm doing that.
Do you have to register for, like, anything?
Cecilia practices her speech.
As your governor, I promise to live by these words, to love, to care, and to be there. I want you all to go into the world and be whatever you want. I want you to be brave and bold because every single one of you is amazing.
All right, I love you guys. See you later.
I will continue to unify the Federalist Party. My name is Faith Glasgow, and I would love your vote for governor.
Grabbing her laptop off her bed, Faith strides off. In an auditorium, a couple of girls hop in place and raise their arms. A girl runs on stage holding a flag. Faith and Emily watch from the front seats as the girl waves the flag and the audience cheers.
The 22 Party Convention of Missouri Girls State is hereby called to order.
On stage, Maddie raises her arm with a smile.
Now can we have all of our governors come up?
Faith, Emily, and the other candidates ascend the stage.
Throughout my time as a leader, I have raised over $20,000. I have helped collect and donate over 500 pairs of socks to the homeless. Now, I don't say this to woo you. I say this because I want you to know that I deliver on what I set my mind to. I've heard my whole life that I couldn't do something just because I am a woman. I've been told I couldn't sit, talk, or even burp like that just because I am a woman. This should not be the case, though. Men and women should have equal rights around the world, and especially in America, where we are one nation.
We as women are constantly pitted against each other, and I'm sick of it.
I don't really do big on public speaking, but I don't want to sit back and be that girl that's in the back that doesn't run for any position. I want to be that girl that shows other people that she can stand up and be a leader.
Emily nods to herself as Faith's eyes blankly shift about.
Next, we have Faith Glasgow.
She hands Faith the mic.
So, my name is Faith Glasgow, and before I begin my speech, I would like to ask you all to join me in a moment of silence for the victims of the over 250 mass shootings in the present year, 2022.
She bows her head as the audience obliges.
Thank you for joining. You know, a lot of candidates have and are going to come up here and list their many, many leadership positions and accomplishments that qualify them for their position. And to that I say, that's why we're all here. Instead, I would like to tell you a story. Recently, I had the opportunity to partner with a good friend of mine and lead a protest and petition signing of over 700 students. We rallied in opposition of an organization creating a chapter at my school. Turning Point USA is known for its bigoted viewpoints against the LGBT community and white supremacy. The result of this protest, the school board is now reconsidering district policy. I'm not a stranger to leadership and advocacy. I saw a problem and I started a movement to fix it. Citizens of Girls Day, ultimately I would have the job of signing legislation. With that stated, I would like to discuss issues that I personally care about. Based on my introduction, I support common sense gun law. We need deeper background checks, something that 84% of gun owners already support. African Americans are 4 times more likely to be arrested for crimes that white and black people commit at the exact same rates. Systemic racism in our criminal justice system deserves addressment now. This week has been extremely hot, but by God, it's going to get even hotter if we don't do something about global warming. That's why I support a funding increase for renewable energy to combat greenhouse gas emissions. As far as Girl State, I would like looser dress codes. I would also like the food policies to change. My name is Faith Glasgow. Please vote for me for your governor.
A group gives a standing ovation, pumping their fists.
Next, we have Emily Worthmore.
Holding her laptop, Emily waves shyly with a grin and takes the stand.
Hello, Federalists! Chances are that you've already met me, but my name is Emily Worthmore, and I'm running for governor.
Throughout this week, I've made it my top priority to get to know as many of you as possible, which, by the way, is quite the undertaking because there are a lot of you. Most of you already know that this tree has deep roots in Christ. In addition, I am a supporter and protector of the freedoms that we have in America, the most opportunity-filled country on earth.
She scrolls down her speech on the laptop.
In my eyes, I see the people before the politics. I believe that these in-person discussions about what makes every one of us unique, both politically and as humans, is what makes us, that's what makes us Americans in general, right? That's what's holding us together. If we can find one thing in common, even if it's just the fact that we are all Americans and we all want the best for this country, then that is good enough for me. Finally, I would like to remind everyone that I will not only be finishing off this week by being sworn in as governor, but more importantly, I would be serving the future generation of delegates next year. Thank you.
That's not what I meant to say. That's not what I meant to say.
She walks off.
Next, we have Cecilia Barton.
Cecilia squares her shoulders.
I'm supposed to come up here and tell you the most important, most compelling part of myself, so I will. I'm selfish. I'm selfish because I have to be. We all have to be. Women in America aren't given respect. As a lifeguard, I have been told by middle-aged men, Cecilia, you should smile. I have been told by 12-year-old boys that I have an attitude. And even here, Girls Safe, a place that is meant to empower women, our bodies are policed. We are told that our shorts are too short and our tops are too scandalous. We are shamed for having bodies with curves. And as your governor, I will not let this stand. I am proud that when I smile, it is because I am happy and not because a man told me to. I am proud that I do my job diligently. And I am proud that my personality is not limited by a man's definition of what a woman should be. And standing in front of this crowd today, this crowd of future leaders, I can say with certainty that the future is female.
In the audience, Nisha applauds, pumping her fist.
God can save the world. Women, we will save America. So be prideful, be selfish, and vote Cecilia for your girl state governor. Thank you very much.
A girl stands up, clapping enthusiastically. Another punches the air and hollers. The audience rises to their feet, giving Cecilia a standing ovation. With a sullen gaze, Emily watches the proceedings. Later, she heads up steps, weaving through the sea of girls moving to leave. She forces a smile.
Excuse me, guys, sorry.
I said that I appreciated that you were real and transparent about being Christian.
Thank you. Yours was really good, too. Definitely out of all the other candidates, I agree with you more, so.
Thanks.
Thank you. I just wanted to say that. I did too, honestly.
Hey.
She hugs Emily.
I know it's a lot of pressure, so don't feel like you have to be so perfect, okay? You know what? Really.
Misty-eyed, Emily grins.
I know, but breathe, because I can see it, because I'm that same person, so breathe.
I can't.
You can't inhale?
Okay. Thanks. Good luck. Seriously.
You too.
Emily strides outside, tipping her head back. Elsewhere, women of different ages plaster on smiles.
Expectations. Class standout, rising star, the girl projected to go far, exceed the standard, raise the bar, all eyes on the chosen one. Expectations, competitive drive, have to survive because legends never die. If you lose, you will disappoint their expectations. So you smile and hide it, grin and bear it, take their punches and never share it. How could I ever meet my own expectations?
Later.
Okay.
Clutching her heels, Emily trudges down the narrow corridor. The sign on her bag swings from side to side with her movements. Now, girls stand in line to enter a polling place. Inside, Nisha scans her ID card, which appears on a laptop screen. Girls use unoccupied laptops to vote, including Toshi. Elsewhere, the suited young woman plays the xylophone.
I voted for Emily. I don't necessarily think she's going to win. Actually, I know she's not going to win. But I think that She went and talked to a lot of people. She heard a lot of people. She heard a lot of voices she didn't necessarily want to hear. She had a lot of hard conversations. That's not easy. That takes guts. Guts I don't have.
Emily sits at one of the laptops.
And I don't agree with the policies she would create, but I think she is a good human being.
Emily peers intently at the laptop screen displaying the elections page. Now Faith casts her vote.
I think as soon as Cecilia went up there and was about 20 seconds into her speech, I was like, I think she's gonna win. Because it's an entire crowd of 500 women, and when you're essentially giving a feminist manifesto up on stage, you know, it gets the crowd going. I think Cecilia just really hit home on something that a lot of people cared about, and it's not that people didn't care about the things in my speech either. It was just immediate because they were experiencing it here.
On stage, the young woman hits the xylophone keys gently using three mallets. She grins at the cheering audience who raise their arms and pump their fists.
Are you ladies ready?
The audience drums on their thighs.
And now, for your Missouri Girl State Governor, Cecilia Barton!
Cecilia jumps to her feet and hops amid her cheering friends. At the cafeteria, she stands on a table, puffing her suit jacket, and a couple of girls smile and clap. Now a group gathers around her and another girl as they dance. Emily eats quietly at one of the tables. Cecilia does the worm dance on the floor. Later, a suited teen addresses a lecture hall packed with boys and girls.
Mr. Doorkeeper, open the door and allow the governor-elect of Missouri Boys State, the Honorable, to enter the chamber.
Flanked by his teammates, the governor of Boys State makes his way to the stage between the applauding male audience who dress in matching Missouri Girls and Boys State shirts. Some make hearts with their hands and others raise their arms, waving them. Amid the seating female audience, Maddie watches with her friend, straight-faced. She fans herself with a brochure. So do all the boys in your town have hair like that?
Missouri Governor Mike Parson will now administer the oath of office to the Missouri Boys State Governor-elect.
Both governors approach the podium. But the girls don't get that? Guys, why don't we get sworn in by a governor?
You may either swear or affirm. Repeat after me. I, Cooper Peck Barron, do solemnly swear.
I, Cooper Peck Barron, do solemnly swear
that I will faithfully discharge the duties of the Office of Governor of Missouri Boys State.
And I will faithfully discharge the duties of Officer of Missouri Boys State.
Congratulations, Governor.
Thank you, sir.
As the audience rises to their feet and applauds, a cluster of girls remain seated, including Faith. Clapping, Emily looks around while standing in her place. Later, eyes closed, she rests her head on Maddie's shoulder as Maddie swipes through her phone. They sit on the floor, their backs against a railing. I can feel your heart beating through your head. I don't think I understand how that works.
Yeah, and they want to write my article.
Oh, so you are going?
Yeah?
Yeah,
it'll be good. Hopefully.
What's it say?
How would it be? The inequalities between boys and girls state. I don't think they'd publish it, but I kind of want to. They wouldn't publish it, but that's cool in and of itself.
That would be fun to get for.
Yeah.
Just to see what happens.
Yeah.
Also, just to be able to assess on your own. Like, you can still learn stuff.
Yeah, and also, like, research. I want to research the amount of funding that goes into, like, both. You know, but also then again, I don't know if that's a good idea while I'm trying for that Lindenwood scholarship too, because,
Maddie smiles. Now Emily peeks inside a classroom through a door panel where several officials converse with a group of boys. She stops one of them as he exits the classroom.
Hey, I'm doing really good. So I was waiting until somebody came out because I wanted to talk about doing a story, but I kind of need like a little bit of permission, kind of.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna do like a investigative piece on like how like Boys and Girls State are really different. They told us not to compare the programs because they are different.
Yeah.
But like, why are they different?
Who would you talk to? Who would be your sources?
I would want to go over there and
I'm hoping that there would be, I don't know if there's like a head of the boys state over there that I could talk to.
Yeah.
Him, ideally.
What is it, Thursday? You probably need to create that today.
Like, do you think I could turn it in at midnight tonight and have something happen with it, or do you think?
I think it's an important story.
Emily's eyes search around a bustling classroom as she holds her opened laptop and notebook in one hand.
Do you see any inequalities between boys and girls state, Missouri?
I think we are on a more stricter, like, we're held to a higher standard than the boys here. Like the dress code.
Our counselors kind of shut it down. Like, they don't like talking about it. Like, they're kind of just kind of like one of those things that they like roll their eyes and they're like, guys, like, let's not talk about that. We're a different organization than them. Like, we don't do what they do. We don't need to talk about it. We don't need to discuss it. So it almost feels like they're avoiding the situation.
Seated alone, Emily jots down in her notebook, then glances around before returning to her writing, which bears the heading, Inequalities Between Programs. Now she studies her laptop screen with Maddie.
This is Boy State, so then who funds Girl State then? Because this is the American Legion.
They browse through the website of the American Legion.
I thought it was the Legion for both, but then they only have it for the Boy State on their website. I don't know if that's what they're talking about, but if it's the same thing, Boy State spends $4 million and they spend $769,000.
Later.
My first question is, how much of a dollar amount goes into Missouri Girls State or Girls State as a general program?
$200,000 for the week-long experience for our citizens and staff, which does limit some of the operational freedoms that ALA Missouri Girls State has on our own.
She speaks with a Boys State official.
So, with Girls State and Boys State being in one place, it's kind of opened the door for a lot of comparisons, and I know they are two separate programs. That's been stressed to us a lot. But still, it does open the door for some comparisons and also some possible inequalities. So I was wondering if you roughly know how much money goes into Missouri Boys State.
Roughly $600,000.
It's a significant difference in the way they're funded. ALA Missouri Girls State is a subsidiary organization of the American Legion Auxiliary Department of Missouri. So they do have some access to some other funding resources that we do not have.
Emily types on her laptop.
What are you doing?
Writing for journalism.
Where?
Probably, you know that swing bench or under a tree?
You have to have a buddy.
Okay.
At the cafeteria, Emily pores over her article, putting her fingers on her temples as her friends eat beside her. Outside, she walks among other girls, staring intently at her laptop screen with her brows furrowed. As a crowd of boys and girls hop around and dance in the gymnasium, Emily sits on the steps at the back, focusing on her laptop screen. Outdoors at night, a veteran official salutes as a boy next to him places a hand over his chest. A girl and a boy holding the American and Missouri state flags march forward. Following them, a girl recoils as an eagle flaps its wings vigorously, trying to escape from its falconer. A crowd of boys and girls assemble in the stadium field. Some girls pose in front of balloon letters reading, State Fair. One kicks a ball toward a gigantic dartboard. A boy clambers up an inflatable slide, grabs an object, and slides back down. Another boy balances his friend on his shoulders while a couple chat with girls. Cecilia hops and dances with her friends. A kneeling boy dumps water over his face. Standing alone, Faith adjusts her hair in her phone's camera. A boy does push-ups while another gets his face painted.
All right, hey guys, I'm doing a journalism piece on the inequalities between Boys and Girls State. Like, are there any things that you wish that you could do like Girls State does?
Y'all are like, have a lot of free time. We're like, go.
All right.
I feel like I don't know enough about Girls State. Yeah. We had a packed schedule, that's for sure.
Were you guys debating actual issues? Because like,
I feel like when it came to debating stuff in Boys State, it was based off the real world. You know, just real life issues.
Are you more conservative or liberal?
So.
Or you don't have to put yourself in a box. You can say somewhere.
Actually, one of the reasons I came to Boys State was to learn more about politics and actually find where I stand. So as of right now, nowhere.
That was an incredibly politician way to answer that
question. Thank you.
All right, well, can I take a picture of your name tag so I can quote you?
Yeah.
All right,
I'll catch you later.
I'll catch you later. Nice meeting you.
Nice talking to you.
Thank you.
The crowd claps and points as a fireworks show starts, bursting into the night sky. Watching Cecilia smiles to her friends, Misha flinches, then hollers as a blazing, colorful set of fireworks shatters into thousands of sparks overhead. In her dorm, Emily sits on her bed, her laptop perched on her crossed leg. She types on her keyboard as a poster on the wall flutters behind her. Slumping sideways into the bed, she buries her face into her pillow. Daytime, Emily sits in a well-furnished room with a newspaper on her lap.
I had originally titled it Inequalities Between Programs, but the title is now Incompatible for Comparison, which is something I read in the article. I wrote how the counselors had been telling us that it was, you know, incompatible for comparison. So I don't know if that was just like an artistic choice by the publisher. I would have added a question mark there, incompatible for comparison, like, you know, that tone. But I don't know if that's, I don't know if it was intended to be changed like that, to have it have its different effect, but if it was, it's kind of disappointing.
She lowers her gaze thoughtfully. Outside, girls march in a line down a tree-lined path past grassy lawns. They wear all black formal attire.
The American Legion Auxiliary first established the 11th Girls State Program, Missouri Girls State, in 1940. Since that first session, the program has moved throughout the state from its original location at William Woods College. And finally, making Missouri history, the program is being run concurrently with the Missouri Boys State Program on the Lindenwood University campus.
They pose for a selfie by the building.
This change has sparked conversations of comparison between the two programs and has also made apparent possible inequalities between the sessions.
Inside, an older official wraps a striped sash over Toshi's chest.
One goal that is repeatedly reaffirmed throughout the week is women's empowerment. The delegates have been told to critically consider the world in which they live, as well as speak out for what they believe is right.
Now the Supreme Court members step into an auditorium. Inside, a girl walks with the American flag aloft as the audience holds their hands to their chest.
However, some leadership within the Girls State program has discouraged talk surrounding comparison between programs, citing that the programs are intended to be different and are therefore incompatible for comparison. It may be a long road to fiscal equity and a solution to certain social injustices that delegates feel exist. But by starting the conversation and bringing attention to differences between programs, Girls State and Boys State can become one step closer to equality.
Will the honorary colonels please bring forward the governor-elect Cecilia Barton?
Wearing a striped sash and with her hands clasped behind her back, a smiling Cecilia strides into the auditorium. The honorary colonels accompany her. On stage, a conductor directs an orchestra band. In the audience, Faith cheers, clapping with raised arms.
I'm very thankful to be in the time period that I am currently living in because there are a lot of opportunities for me by law, right? But there are still these like secret, sneaky, possibly misogynistic viewpoints, maybe by parents, maybe by society as a whole, maybe by social media, that will creep up. And because it's not so blatant and so obvious, I think it's even harder to fight.
With the audience giving her a standing ovation, Cecilia ascends the stage and accepts a medal from an official.
I think every woman is leaving here feeling better about themselves, feeling more supported as a woman. But I don't think we should use Girls State as a way to further condition women for sexism. I think the conversation should less be preparing us for sexism and more teaching us how to combat sexism.
She throws her fist in the air.
But I'm a hopeful person, so I really do think that things will get better.
Now a choir stands on stage.
Thank you.
Later, the girls exit the auditorium to where the boys gather. On another day, the girls, state citizens, and their parents carry their baggage to their cars and across campus. A group walks through the parking lot. Faith zips her bag in the back seat of a sedan. Grinning, Cecilia makes hearts with her hands at her friends as she walks past them. Girls exit the dormitory building.
Do you want to know the first thing I thought when I saw you?
What?
I was wondering how someone could make being here look so easy.
No.
Like, actually. Like, you were just sitting in assembly, like, a couple rows across from me. And you were just, like, talking with people perfectly fine. And, like, it took so much effort for me to go, like, out of my way to even, like, casually talk to people.
Glad you thought that about me. I don't know. I guess I just internalize everything that if I'm not as good as someone else, like, I'm not doing enough.
Trust me, I know the feeling.
Yeah.
Brooke pulls Nisha into a hug, smiling with her eyes closed. Later, Nisha's mother snaps a photo of her beside a banner reading, "Polling Place."
It was important to me that I realize I could, like, have fun with people I don't know and, like, be social. But I learned that I really genuinely like my serious image. Not all the time, but I learned that I'm not truly happy letting go of it.
In her dorm, Toshi packs and makes her bed.
I've always been confident, but like this has just really like accelerated that. And I know my friends back home are about to be so sick of this ego, but it's okay because I feel like I've earned it.
I love you so much.
I'll see you soon.
Two crying girls hug, holding each other tightly.
I love you so much.
You have a good kid right here.
Oh, yes.
I think so. Seriously.
You don't meet a lot of people like her. Stop.
Maddie hugs Emily.
This week surprised me, and like I'm really grateful for that. Even though I failed, it kind of pushed me to recognize, you know, where do you stand?
She folds a shirt and puts it in a bag.
Even if I'm not running for president in 2040, I hope I'm doing something that I think is important and fulfilling.
In the auditorium.
Now, anybody interested in getting a scholarship? This scholarship is going to Emily Worthmore.
Her face scrunched up with tears, Emily runs a hand over her mouth as she makes her way down the aisle to the stage. A friend gets up and hugs her tight. Continuing on, Emily wipes her eye, then tilts her head back. Shaking hands with an official, she accepts the framed certificate. The audience raises their arms and pumps their fists. Maddie smiles softly, and Toshi grins widely. Outside, an aerial view shows the Lindenwood campus surrounded by luscious greenery. 6 days after the conclusion of Missouri Girl State, the U.S. Supreme Court officially overturned Roe v. Wade. Cut to black. I would be complex. Credits appear. Two cool. Social media photos show Emily wearing a headset in a radio booth. A caption on one of them reads, "I love journalism." That would be okay. One social media photo with the word pride captures Maddie with her girlfriend holding rainbow-colored fans. Another one shows their held hands at prom. A photo shows Cecilia and her friends in graduation gowns. Another shows her at Brown University. A posted photo by Toshi shows her holding a trophy. In another, captioned Howard 27, she holds a graduation cap. A couple of posted photos show Faith in her graduation gown and in a ballet outfit. Posted photos show Brooke with her friend at the University of Missouri. One of them reads, "Missouri." A post by Nisha shows her with friends in graduation gowns. Another captioned President Scholarship Texas A&M shows her wearing a medal.
What I was wearing, if I was rude,
Could all be separated from my good ideas and power moves. And they would toast to me, or let the players play. I'd be just like Leo in Saint-Tropez. I'm so sick of running as fast as I can. Wondering if I'd get there quicker if I was a man. And I'm so sick of them coming at me again. Cause if I was a man, and getting bitches and models. And it's all good if you're bad, and it's okay if you're mad. If I was out flashing my dollars, I'd be a bitch, not a bother. They paint me out to be bad, so it's okay that I'm mad. I'm so sick of running as fast as I can, wondering if I'd get there quicker if I was a man. You know that, and I'm so sick of them coming at me again.
Audio description provided by Pixelogic Media, narrated by Jackson Coloris.